one, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for anybody but ourselves. That's right. We are the masters of our own destiny.
The gods of our own universe.
Yeah. Shelley, welcome to Recovery 101.
Hey.
Mark, welcome to Recovery 101.
Oi.
Oi. And I'm Bruce B., and welcome to Recovery 101. See, you switch it up a little, and you get nothing but blank stares.
I know. It throws everybody off.
Welcome to Recovery 101. This is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Does that make it easier for you, Shel?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bruce was doing the Mickey Mouse roll call earlier.
Yeah, do not mess with my feng shui, especially not right now.
Shelley, still feeling under the weather?
The meds have kicked in.
The meds are kicking in?
Yes, I'm getting very tired and my ears are ticking a lot.
Yeah, I
that's called thinking. Go with it.
I took a med for my, I can't remember what they call it, my neuropathy. It's called nortriptyline. Was tired all day yesterday.
There's something you can take to offset that.
I'm sure there is.
If you take those with a monster.
And they're really.
I mean, just level. Just be even.
They're completely non-narcotic, but it says. Make sure you don't drink when you take this. And then
everything
it
says
also
that.
Says don't go out in sunlight very much. And may cause dizziness.
If you go out in the sunlight, it'll make you turn orange like an Oompa Loompa.
Oh.
You mean I'd actually get some color?
Yeah.
Because my whole family's from Bonnywee, Scotland. We don't really tan. Well, I look like one of those, what do they call those? The Guidos? Where my skin was like all orange and I could have my hair all spiky. I'd go be in the next version of Jersey Shore or something.
Okay.
Awesome. Shelly's ready to fall asleep.
Yeah.
We should move to the next segment. Give her a reason to move.
You know what time that means?
That means?
Yeah.
You know what time it is?
What time is it, Bruce?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. That was tight, dudes.
Shelley just put down her vape and picked up her cigarettes.
I'm pulling out the big guns. Well, the vape is 6 milligrams of nicotine. A cigarette is 18.
Oh, wow.
You
smoke a Pall Mall non-filter and see how much you get.
What's the purpose of the vape, though? You took a hit off the vape, set it down, and picked up a cigarette.
She's cut back the amount of cigarettes she smokes.
Yeah, it's slowed me down considerably because what I'm doing is I'm being conscious about it. Like if I feel like I want to have a cigarette, I'm craving a cigarette, I'll try the vape first.
Instead. Okay.
And about half the time, I don't end up smoking a cigarette.
Very good.
But, you know, it's been a couple of hours. I'm starting to fall asleep, so I thought maybe I would boost my nicotine level. Maybe that'll wake me up.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see now. Where are we? We are...
We're here. We are here. It is now.
We are in Illinois, Cook County.
It seems like everybody in Illinois is in Cook County.
Well, that's where Chicago is. Cook County or Crook County?
Well, either way.
I heard the best Chicago story in the world yesterday.
What?
I was at a show where there were a lot of people selling franchises, and one guy owns a bar that they franchise out, and he was telling the story about when he went to open his first bar in Chicago, and he had applied for his liquor license about 6 months before they were going to open. A week before they were open, they were suddenly looking around, realizing they had not yet gotten their liquor license. Contacted their, you know, in Chicago, you have to contact your alderman who talks to the mayor. Alderman came back and said, the mayor's really working on getting this thing done for you. The day before, they had to have the liquor license to order the booze in to open the bar. He came back. He goes, I'm really sorry. You're delayed for about 10 days.
Ooh.
The guy says, you have to be kidding me. We have been spending thousands of dollars getting ready for our grand opening, getting ready to open this thing.
Guy says, applied a year ago.
Let me talk to the mayor. This was back in the time when Daley was mayor of Chicago.
Uh-oh.
He comes back. He says, yeah, we can't get it. Fortunately, the mayor's brother-in-law owns a catering company, and he's willing to loan you his liquor license for his catering company till yours comes through.
In other words, use my catering company.
For the sum of $40,000.
Holy crap.
Wow.
The best part of the story, they open another one 8 months later. He goes to the alderman 2 weeks before the opening. He goes, just tell me, do we got to use the mayor's brother-in-law again? He goes, probably. He says, okay, thanks. We'll just count that into our opening budget from now on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They should have used the liquor license from the other bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is yet another dumb Facebook criminal. Thomas Brosh.
Are there any smart Facebook criminals?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay.
19 years old, Thomas Brosh, has been charged with disorderly conduct, which seems kind of mild for what he did. He threatened to kill a fellow classmate. He's actually 19, but he's in high school.
Fifth grade was the best 3 years of his life.
Exactly. He went on Facebook and posted on this other kid's page that he was going to bring a gun to school and pop him.
Oh.
That has to be one of the most lame brain... I mean, and he wasn't... You're not expecting to get in trouble for that?
You should have to be drug tested to go on Facebook.
Everybody still seems to be under the delusion that Facebook is completely anonymous, even though it's got your name and everything on it.
Yeah. Yes. So apparently the school was immediately alerted by, they're saying, several students. I'm betting it was like a horde. And their parents.
And the, saying, and the NSA.
Yeah. Exactly. So he is now, because he's, whether he's in high school or not, he's of legal age, 19 years old, and he is now in jail, awaiting bond, trying to get bond to get out.
You guys hear anything about the NSA and say, oh, I don't know, the Chancellor of Germany?
Merkel?
What about it?
Well, apparently, who's the guy? The guy that was in the NSA that left.
Snowden?
Snowden. Yeah, apparently released some information that we've been spying on some of our allies. And
duh.
The allies aren't too happy about that.
Duh.
Well, yeah, but it seems, you know, to duh. Your ally it seems weird. You know, yeah, you can go spy on the Soviets or the Chinese, but, you know, you're spying on our allies.
I think that's actually old news.
Is it? Well, no. Is it old?
I think I read something about that like a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm slow.
The White House knew nothing about it.
Well, that's because the White House gets all of their information from
Fox
CNN.
News.
CNN.
They get it from Fox News.
All right.
So they don't believe it anyway.
Chula Vista, California. 19-year-old Christopher Velasquez. Pulled over, routine traffic stop. Uh-huh. Discovered he didn't have a license, uh-huh. So they impounded the vehicle.
Uh-huh. What was in the vehicle?
5,000 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
2.5 tons. He was
great
in a truck.
Shocks on that vehicle.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's got
well,
a
it was
truck.
A truck.
Okay.
Yes. He was coming at Chula Vista, I guess it's like down around San Diego.
It is.
Yeah,
San Diego,
and he was
Mexico.
Driving north. So they believe he was a
coming
drug
from Mexico.
Mule. Yes. But apparently he has not talked, so they don't really know.
I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he will if he values his life.
I borrowed the truck.
Yeah. A guy gave me the keys to this truck, and he's holding my girlfriend hostage. He told me how to drive it to San Diego.
The next story is out of Pittsburgh.
I hope that helped, son.
Next story is out of Pittsburgh. The reason I'm not doing shout-outs anymore is because these are all ones that I pulled off of Park or wherever.
Do we need terrible towels for this?
No.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Terrible towels?
Never mind.
Go ahead. It's a Steeler thing.
Oh, okay. No, anyway, what we do need, though, is to congratulate Michael Bodomov in I don't know if that's correct pronunciation, but in advance for the Oscar he is surely going to win someday. He was suspended from school because he showed up at school dressed as a homeless man for a drama class assignment and was so convincing they wouldn't let him on campus. He finally did prove who he was, so they suspended him because they said he wouldn't identify himself. But he'd been trying to identify himself. And it's against the school rules to be on campus without identifying yourself immediately when you're asked by a teacher or an administrator.
But he did.
He did it. But he created this whole, for his his character, for the class, each person had to create a character and try to stay in character all day long. He created, what did he name his character?
So he got an A and a 3-day suspension.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, definitely should have.
I got one of those when I was in high school, so I understand.
He created a character of a homeless man named John who had a falling out with his family after he ran over his younger sister with his car.
Wow.
And he was also swayed by a guru to give up all of his material possessions and wander the earth, basically.
Wow. Did the drug test him before he joined the drama club?
I was going to say that. They should have just said he drank himself to that point.
He tried to tell one of the janitors, actually, tried to get him to leave. You can't be on this campus unless you're a student. You have to leave. He tried to tell the janitor who he was, and the janitor said, "Oh, right, you can't be. You look like you're 30 years old, and you haven't showered in 10 days.
Wow. Give that kid an A.
Yes.
What was his name again?
Michael Bodomov, Bodomov.
I wonder what his stage name is going to be later on.
Yeah, really. His mother was not upset by the suspension, by the way. She said that it was a good thing that the school is careful because she said if a mumbling homeless stranger showed up carrying a garbage bag, you never know how it's going to turn out.
Actually, right. That's true.
Let's see. Where are we going? Do you remember the story we did a couple months ago about the Tennessee couple who named their baby Messiah?
Yes.
And that a judge changed the baby's name to the mother's maiden name of Martin, so his name was Martin McCullough.
Yeah.
Well, the parents, of course, countersued, and they won.
Of course,
they won.
The magistrate of Cock County.
What?
Cock County, Tennessee.
Wow.
What a dick.
C-O-C-K-E County in Tennessee, Cock County, said that the judge had overstepped his boundaries.
Yes.
Yes.
You think?
They're saying he committed a judicial offense that...
Well, no shit.
The judicial code says that religion and other personal biases may not play a role when the judge is performing their duties. And the judge specifically said that Messiah was a title and not a name, and that it belonged to only one person who has ever walked the face of the earth.
What happened to
they
separation of church and state, Shelley?
I know. That's what I said, separation of church and state. They want to name their baby Messiah. He's going to get picked on in school, but that's up to them.
Yeah. Yeah. When your kid gets nailed to the cross in seventh grade, don't come bitching to me.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, let's see. Oh, the BBC. Do you guys know the story? Remember the story about Madeleine McCann, the toddler that was kidnapped out of her parents' vacation hotel room when they were on vacation in Spain?
Yeah.
Well, the BBC has made a television movie out of their plight, which sounds okay. I mean, you know, the family cooperated with the BBC and told their story and everything. However... quite a few people are now up in arms because the BBC hired a well-known porn star to play one of the investigators in the dramatic reconstruction of her disappearance.
Which one?
Mark Sloan.
I don't think that's his porn name.
I don't think that's his porn name, but his porn name isn't actually in the story.
His porn name is Rock Johnson.
However, he has starred in Blockbuster, or perhaps... Pants Buster movies entitled Tight Rider, which is sort of a Knight Rider type of a thing, Sherlock Bones, and From Dusk Till Porn.
Yeah, Sherlock Bones is the best.
I like that.
Yes, and his movies have appeared on the European Adult Channel Television X. Mm. Yes. The family has said that this is a BBC matter and that they are not going to comment on it.
You know what? What if you said, I'm making a movie in America and I'm using this porn star, Bruce Dern?
That's true. Bruce Dern made
Bruce Dern was a porn star.
So was Sylvester Stallone. He did a couple of movies.
Yeah, there's several that made the jump. Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger do something?
I don't think so.
Well, I know that Stallone did.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, actually, when Midnight Cowboy came out, that got an X rating.
Yeah.
Our final story for the evening, I think our final, unless I can find a really good one toward the end here, because sometimes Fart gives you some good ones. We do have two more because we got to do a hero.
Okay.
But this story, you know what? I am really, really getting tired of all of these so-called experts telling us what we need to do with our kids. They need to
They should leave that to government officials.
Yes. They need to knock this crap off. Because now, you know how everybody says, oh, you should give kids healthful things for Halloween, like apples. Yeah, you want to get your car egged and your house TP'd? Leave Halloween alone.
Oh,
because
I think I read something like
that. Now there's
this
whole story about alternatives to candy. You shouldn't give your kids candy because it's very bad for them. It's one freaking night a year. They're ODing on sugar. Let them have their fun. But some of the suggestions in here for healthier treats.
Apples with razor blades in them?
No. Yeah. Mini bags of microwave popcorn, which according to a study just published is worse for you than 10 Big Macs.
Yeah.
Because of all the chemicals. Let's see. Healthier snacks than just candy would... How about a pudding cup?
A pudding cup is healthier? Great mess.
Sugar-free pudding cup.
It doesn't say sugar-free.
Those will
make
a great mess when you throw them at somebody's door.
Yeah, it just says pudding cup. That's supposed to be healthier than
I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I
would
have dug getting pudding cups.
Yeah.
And then it says that... If you're going to let your child have candy, you should make them have candy and a piece of fruit at the same time.
Dude.
Oh, my God. My kid's going to have the runs.
What the heck?
First of all, the fruit's going to taste like crap. This is not going to seem very sweet.
Yeah. Well, the fruit tastes like a Snickers bar.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Really? What? Seriously? Nanny State? Back off. Let our kids have
their
fun.
Don't
but
mess
that wasn't
with my
the state, right?
Don't mess with my Halloween.
I'm just talking nanny state in general.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, everything that was wonderful about my childhood sucks for our kids.
Nah, I let my kids get candy and eat all they want.
Well, that's true. I mean, I let my kids do that too, but I'm saying, speaking in generalities here.
I didn't do that, and everybody needs to admit it that's done this. The kid gets like three pieces of candy on Halloween night, and then we take the bag and we pick out the stuff we like the best.
Right.
And then the next day they can have it back.
Right. Okay. It's the poison candy. The stuff we like is the poison candy.
Right.
Did you see, if you've ever get a chance, go on YouTube and look up the videos where Jimmy Kimmel says, you know, in the morning after Halloween, you tell the kid you ate all their candy. Oh, my God. You should see these kids' faces. You're like, hey, Jimmy Kimmel told me I had to eat all your candy. And they're like, what? What?
Yeah.
And this one little kid is so sweet because one little kid's like, well, I would have rather had it myself, Mommy, but if you really felt you needed the candy, then that's okay. And she's like tearing up.
Crying.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
When I was growing up, I was convinced for several years that there were psycho killers all over my neighborhood because my mother would pull all this stuff out and say, oh, nope, this is poison. Oh, nope, that's bad. Nope, nope. Somebody put razor blades in this one. And she'd take like half my candy. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking there are like bad guys everywhere.
Yeah, Mom, why is all the dark chocolate stuff bad for me?
I'm thinking that half my neighbors, I'm walking up the street going, is that the one that tried to kill me on Halloween? And then one year, I think I was like 10 or something, I got up on top of the fridge to get something down, and there's a bowl full of candy up there. And I was like, what is this? And my mom, without thinking about it, said, oh, that's the poison candy. I'm like, and it suddenly dawned on me that she was eating my candy.
I'm glad you saved the poison candy.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Let's give it out next Halloween.
Okay, and we're way past time, but we have to do this Hero of the Week because this was an awesome story. So this is our Hero of the Week. once I find the story. There's some good ones. There's still some good ones on this boozy news, so you need to save this one. In Detroit.
There's a hero in Detroit?
There is a hero in Detroit.
Does that mean there's somebody in Detroit?
Yes. And there's actually a postal carrier still left in Detroit. Because the hero of the week is postal carrier Darian Crutcher.
What did Darian do?
He was making his rounds when he suddenly noticed a house partially engulfed in flames. So he put down his mailbag, went to the side of the house, picked up the hose, walked into the house, started hosing down the fire. The fire department finally showed up, and he put the hose down and said, well, the real firemen are here now. I can go back to work. If he had not done that, the fire department praised him, praised his quick thinking, said he was awesome, because if he hadn't done that, the entire house would have gone up, possibly the one next door. Because he managed to knock the fire down enough that it didn't have enough fuel or time or whatever to spread to the rest of the house. Half the house was burned.
Yeah.
Nice.
But what I love is he puts his mailbag down, goes and gets the hose, just put out a fire here, not the sea. The firemen show up. Then he says, I can go back to work now. And then he just goes back to work.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. But a lot of people, I mean, think about it. Most people would say, whoo, get the rest of the day off work. I got to fill out forms now.
Yeah, I got a question. Did he leave the mail at the house that was burning?
No, he picked up the bag and carried on with his route.
Did he leave the mail that belonged at the house?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't say.
That would have been interesting to know.
The firefighters applauded him, and I'm quoting here. They said, hey, man, you should come join us. We're hiring right now. So for those of you in the Detroit area, the fire department apparently is hiring.
Awesome.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Shout out.
The New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
Selfwillhappens.com.
So, Mark, we have a topic.
Yeah. Mister, you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
No.
people selling stuff at meetings.
A commercialization of the program.
At the end of the last show, we kind of brought up about people selling stuff online.
And
On our Facebook group. And I kind of brought up about the number of people in meetings that come in with their kids, Girl Scout cookie order form, the popcorn, the world's best, finest chocolate candy bars, the...
And this is the time of year for that, too.
All those things that come into meetings. And we know it's against the traditions for people to do that. But is it that big of a deal? But then are you really taking advantage? Because how hard is it to say no to somebody else in the program who's selling something for their kids?
Pretty darn hard, because you look like the Grinch of the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I love it.
Yeah, his main supply.
My main supply for Girl Scout cookies comes from kids from the program. And it, but it's usually not the kid that's selling.
Yeah.
It's usually the parent that's selling.
Yeah.
Actually, I was sitting at Starbucks one night, and there's this guy out at Starbucks, and he's selling those world's finest chocolates for $3.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Those are only a dollar. And he goes, oh, no, they're $3. I go, my daughter's selling those right now for school. They're a dollar. And he immediately moved to a different location. And I'm thinking, this guy's getting $2 for himself and a dollar for the school for everyone he sells. Now, of course, that was at a Starbucks, though, so it doesn't really fit in here. But so what do you think, Shelly? Kid comes in.
Parent comes in.
Well, either way.
After alcoholic comes in.
Yeah.
While I have not said anything to people like selling Girl Scout cookies or candies or whatever, the thing is, if you're at the club is not affiliated with any 12-step program.
Right.
It's a privately owned thing.
Inside the Alano Club.
Right. I totally disagree with doing that in meetings. You want to be out in the parking lot in your car on someone else's private property, which is what the Alano Club is, selling your Girl Scout cookies. As long as you've got the property owner's permission, that's no skin off my nose because it's not a meeting. But in the meeting is a problem for me. But I haven't actually said anything to anybody because my husband is usually their biggest customer.
What if it's coffee break?
Yeah, I still don't, even in the coffee break. Within the confines of the meeting time, whoops, sorry, mom's calling. within the confines of the meeting, that's an outside issue. I shouldn't be doing that. Okay, now I have to take my hand off the phone and turn it off now.
Okay.
So
talk amongst yourselves. Okay.
Well,
my girlfriend, we go to a meeting one night. She has the chocolates from her nephew and niece's class. She sets them next to the coffee pot with a sign on them that says $1. There were about 30 candy bars in there. At the end of the meeting, there were 4 candy bars and $12.
Gotta love addicts.
Now
Mom's
I'm getting
calling
a
you.
Call.
You should probably take
someone.
That. If that's mom, you should probably
my mother?
Take that.
Yeah, because
she doesn't know it's Sunday night, does she?
She just called me.
Let's all call your mom at the same time on the air.
Yeah, really. Let's call her.
Are you recording?
She's like, "Are you doing the show?"
Yes.
I'm like, "Yes." She's like, "Bye bye."
She's gonna love when this part comes on. You know.
Yeah, she listens.
Uh huh.
She doesn't listen to everyone, but she listens.
My
to
son's
a
radio star.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
That's what she thinks. All right.
Yeah, that and $5 will get you a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So, how about what if it's recovery oriented stuff?
Approved or oriented?
Well, approved has to be okay.
Yeah, yeah. If it's approved, if it's conference approved, fine. But there really isn't that much that's conference approved other than the books and medallions or whatever.
Yeah. Well, so the cool little necklaces?
No.
But they're cool little necklaces.
I have one.
Yes, you do.
I have
but
one
I did
with
not
cross
buy it
with a little AA symbol right in the middle of it. But you didn't buy that at a meeting.
Nope.
Bought it at coffee afterwards?
No, actually, I got it at Light. I ordered it at
How Lando. About the Skecher that comes in and says, hey, I have this gold chain?
No.
Yeah.
Can you test it to see if it's real gold?
Well, Mark brings up a good point. I mean, is it okay for people to use the program to make money off of that kind of stuff? Because AA has, I don't know about CA or NA, but AA has gone after a few people for selling gear,
trinkets,
you know, shirts, necessaries, hats, whatever, with the circle triangle logo on it.
The chips. They went after some of those companies for doing chips. And all those companies did was make sure that the triangle did not go all the way to the edge of the circle.
Yep.
And suddenly it was something else. Or then the chips started showing up with Bill W. and Dr. Bob on them. And I'm like, you'd think their estates would go after that or something.
So was that kosher?
Is any of it kosher?
Not really.
My whole thing was it's so hard to say no to people in meetings. Not for me.
Yeah, no, not for Mark.
But, you know, because, you know.
Mark says, peddle that crap outside during the commercial break. Yeah.
I look like, what's his name, the guy in Trading Places who was the undercover guy. You know, just fuck off and push him to the side. You know?
Oh, yeah. That Trading Places. What
we had this one. We had this one woman in one of our meetings was selling soap.
Soap?
Organic soap.
Wow, that's not even program related at all.
Yeah, Shelly would be right there.
Yeah, selling what organic soap. And it reached a point where it's just kind of annoying after a while because she was like hitting up every single female who was there to buy organic soap. And she was like really putting the, I mean, it got sad after a while. And people were buying it just to get her to leave them alone. But it's like, then all of a sudden I noticed a few of those people never came back to the meeting again. Like, they never came back to pick up their soap.
Yeah, they got annoyed right out of the room.
Yeah, they got annoyed right out of the room.
Can I have their soap?
for $4.50 for a bag of a little bit of soap, sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But, Mark goes, no, I'll bring you back the sliver of soap that's left of the one I've been using.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's just hard because it's, you know, and how do you stop it?
Well, the way you stop it is you say you can't do that. It's against the traditions. I mean, that would be the way to stop it. See, me, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I really don't. And I'm horribly against the traditions on that. But, I some kid's selling wrapping paper or something. I'd rather buy it from the kid, though.
Yeah.
I would rather buy it from the kid. But, you know, I don't think I ever did that, actually. I don't think I ever took candy that the kids were selling and took them to meetings.
No, we never did.
So while I'm not necessarily against buying candy from someone at the meeting, especially if I'm hungry, but I never did it myself.
That one meeting, by the way, cost me $14 in chocolate that I didn't get to eat.
Yeah. There you go. 30 candy bars, $14, and 4 candy bars left.
I can see AA's point with going after people using their trademark, the program's symbol, because you can't police the way everybody uses it, and you have to protect the program itself.
Protect the brand.
Right. So I understand that, but at the same time, it's like I don't think that when people are doing it that they're really thinking about the traditions or the program as a whole, because they're, you know, a lot of times I think these people are just so immersed in their program, they're like, oh, but this thing is really neat. Somebody might buy this from me because they, you know, like I bought that years ago. I bought that necklace for Bruce that has the triangle and circle in it.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't thinking about it being a violation of anything, but it is.
It's not your violation, though.
You know what?
It's the guy selling it.
But I supported it.
This necklace went to Iraq.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. It flew around in a helicopter and everything. Cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He lent it to somebody who was going there.
Went with Shelly's sponsor, as a matter of fact, who was doing a USO tour.
Awesome.
So, Shelly, what are your final words on selling crap in meetings?
It's not okay. You're there for one purpose. Stick to your primary purpose. If you want to help your kids sell stuff after the meeting, somewhere that's not in the meeting or around the meeting or on the break or anything like that, if you feel like comfortable enough to approach people, that's on you, but not in the meeting. And be aware that it does make people uncomfortable.
What if the meeting hasn't started yet?
I'm not splitting hairs on this.
Oh, all right. Mark.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me, but I prefer people not do it.
I would agree. It doesn't bug me either, but certainly not during a meeting. I don't know about before a meeting, after a meeting, coffee break. You know, I'm kind of wishy-washy on that. But
14 people still owe me amends.
It is, yeah. It is against the traditions. So, Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed. You get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. And if you would like to inquire about a franchise, contact Bruce to give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. Shelly, People are listening to the show, the really big show.
Thank you. Any way that you listen, we appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, and click on one of the shows, and then click like or permalink. If you are already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted. That helps us with our numbers. If you are not a member, you will have the opportunity to become one, and you should do it. It's free.
And fun.
If you follow us, that's a real big help, and you will then get automatic updates of when we post the shows. You can leave topics and comments in the section under each show. If you leave a topic, please leave it in the top show so Bruce sees it easily. And you can, what's the other thing? Oh, put us on playlists.
Yes.
Because Whoop. There's nothing better than 4 solid hours of listening to this crap.
Whoop.
Absolutely. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. Oh, and we've got a Facebook page, Recovery 101 Radio Show. That's the fan page. If you follow us there, we'd appreciate that. And if you'd like to join the Recovery 101 Radio group, that's a kind of anonymous group. It won't show up on your public timeline.
News feed.
And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We do not. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Kill Devil Rum Club.
KDRC. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
That's all, folks.
And take care of you.
Lay my head down by the river. Where I go is not where I've been. Sometimes I lay at night, it feels forever. I pray to God this just my end. Turned around, this is what she said. Do not be the best day of your life. laying in the corner and trying to scrape the wall. Freezing from the side and I'm shivering and cold. I smoke my last cigarette, I'm crawling out.